Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Hi, I think I need to cancel this pickup for postage.
Okay. I can see that there is a fraudulent charge of a $299 gift card tried to be purchased from your eBay account. Did you authorize it?
No.
Okay, so I do believe you want to cancel it and block those persons right now.
Yes. Okay, but I also have another. Yes?
Sorry, tell me.
I also have another issue. So I've made a sale on there, and I've arranged for the parcel to be picked up, but it's linked to my old address, and I can't work out how to change it for the absolute life. I mean, I've changed the address on there, but it's still saying that it's going to pick it up from my old address.
Okay, not a problem. We will help you to change it right now. First of all, we have to block those persons who are misusing your information through your eBay account. We have to secure it right now. So what kind of device are you using, ma'am? Are you using a computer, laptop, or a cell phone?
Cell phone.
Okay. If you have a computer, laptop, it will be easier for you. Do you have any computer or laptop?
No, I don't.
Okay, not a problem.
Not right now.
Okay. What kind of cell phone are you using? Is that an Android one or it's an iPhone, madam?
iPhone.
Okay. Put me on speaker on this phone.
Yeah.
Now, on your iPhone, there is an application which says App Store. Could you please open it up, App Store?
Yep.
Now, after opening up the App Store, at the right down bottom corner, there is a search option. Do you see that?
Yep. Yes, I do.
Now, give a touch on the search option. After giving the touch on the search option, now I will help you out for getting the security ID, the cancellation ID number for this fraudulent charge. So type over there A as in Apple, the letter A.
Yeah.
N as in November, the letter N.
Yeah.
Y as in yellow, the letter Y.
Yeah.
Now, do you see any option which comes up any desk?
Yeah.
Click on that one. Now, over on that any. Sorry?
This seems a bit complicated for something like on eBay. Like, this seems a bit weird. Like, why
yes.
am I doing this?
Because right now your call is being connected to eBay anti-fraud department. A fraudulent charge has been tried to make from California, US. This is the IP location we have just got. That is the reason we have put the order on hold. And right now we have given this confirmation that whether you are doing that or not. So that is the reason for securing that account. There is a security ID number will be generated. So right now through that AnyDesk, you will get to see that.
Okay.
Now after giving the click on the get, you will see an option called open. When you see open, let me know.
I was actually trying to get onto
either. Now, did you
got open? I think you sign up and I don't really want to sign up for it.
No, you don't have to sign up anything. You need to just open it up, the AnyDesk.
I have.
Now, what do you see?
It's asking me to sign up.
Sign up?
Yeah.
What can you see behind the sign up? In the back of the sign up?
Reality makes. By Make Store.
No, you are in the wrong page. Can you open up the App Store once again?
This is a bit ridiculous. Why can't this code just be sent to my phone? Like, what the hell?
Because the fraudulent people have got through your phone. That is the reason. Nothing is received on your phone. Your email address, we have tried to send confirmation email through eBay, but what is happening, you are not responding us. So you are getting the emails, but those people are deleting the email whenever you are getting it. So you, for that reason, you are not going to know about this. That is the reason we have.
Yeah. Okay, what is it? Just don't give me A for apple, blah, blah, blah. Just give me A, B, C, D, E, because I can't understand that, and I can hear you, and I can understand you. So what letters is it without A?
It will be any desk. It will be any desk. Type over there any desk.
Any desk?
Yes.
Yep.
Now, do you see any option comes up? Any desk, remote desktop.
Remote access from anywhere?
No, not that one. Do you see any desk, remote desktop?
Remote, and, yeah, I do.
Yeah, click on that one.
Remote desktop.
Yes. Now, do you see the get option over there on the any desk, red color?
Yeah, I'm downloading it now.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's RD client.
Yeah, tell me, confirm me the ID number.
It's telling me to go into it. Hang on. There isn't an ID number, it's just PC.
What can you see, tell me?
No PC.
No PC. Did you click on open?
Yes.
And after giving the click on open, what do you see?
No workplaces, PC.
What type of phone are you opening up the Apple Store or are you opening up the App Store? Can you tell me?
Well, I don't have the Apple Store. I don't understand what you're doing because I don't do this shit. Like, this seems very sketchy. And I'm at work. Apple Store. App Store. What's Apple Store? Like, I've never used that. It's stressing me out.
Okay, not a problem. But, okay, if you're not using Apple Store, no need to worry. Go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen, and can you find out an application in your cell phone? There will be an application which says any desk. Can you find it out? There will be an app which says any desk on your cell phone.
Any desk?
Yes.
No, there's no.
There's no?
No, it's like for any desk.
So you need to go to the App Store first.
I am, and it's not doing what you're asking me to do, and you're really starting to grind my gears. I'm trying to be at work. And I'm just freaking out because I don't understand
You're at work?
Well, yeah, and I'm trying to fix this out. And guess what? Could you send my phone a link? Like, I've downloaded two different apps, and it's not coming up. AnyDesk. 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 Which one is it?
It will be a red color icon with a white diamond in it. It will be any desk, remote desktop.
I said that before and you said no. You told me to do the other one. Yes. This is the third fucking one. Yes.
Allow.
It says your address.
Yeah, tell me that number.
597-436-398.
Okay, now, right now from the eBay secure server, you will receive a security warning, okay? If you see the security warning comes up, you need to give a click on the bottom of the security warning. There will be, I'm aware of this risk, and do not show this on the both the checkboxes and click on accept. From the
I'm aware of the risk?
Yes, and click on accept. Do not show and click on accept. It will come up. It
do
will
not
come
show.
Up. Yes, yes.
It won't let me hit on this thing.
Just hold. It will come up. It will be in the counting mode. It will come up.
Oh, yes.
Now you will see eBay secure server. You need to hit on accept once again.
It's just taking a few minutes. Hang on. Yep.
Now do you see start broadcast?
I hit start broadcast.
Just hold. Do not do anything. Okay. Now you need to touch on the white area outside of that big black box, or swipe the page and go back to your home screen.
Okay. It says that I'm back at your address.
Yes. Did you note down that number?
Screenshot it. Yep.
Okay. Now go back to your home screen where you can see all your apps.
Yep.
Okay. Now first of all, I will show you who are the persons misusing your information and from where they are doing that. So can you open up a Safari browser?
Yep.
Did you open up
yep.
a Safari?
Yep.
Now on the Safari, you need to click on the Google.
So type in Google?
Yes. Yes, Google. Click on Google.
Yep, I'm in Google.
Now, just be on that page and minimize the page down and open up the settings from your cell phone first. Minimize the Google page. Go back to your home screen.
I just come completely out of it.
Yeah, and there will be application with the settings.
Mm-hmm. You're talking to the person with no freaking idea. Like, this is well over my, like, level of mysteriness. I answer and talk on my phone. Yep, now what?
Now, at the very top, you can see your name written. You need to click on your
yep.
name.
Yeah.
After clicking on the name, there will be a third option which says payment and delivery. You need to click on that one.
Yeah.
Now the page comes up when, just do let me know.
Yeah.
Now over there, I just need to, now can you go back?
Back, yeah.
Over there, do you see, at the very front, you over there, do you see the card that ends with 8344, the Visa card
yep.
which you're having? You need to click on that card.
Yep.
And over there, there will be a billing address, your billing address. Can you click on the billing address?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, the information is being used right now by those persons. And your street, let me confirm your street. Your street is 25 Broad Place, that's correct?
Yes.
And your postcode is 2902, that's correct?
Yes.
Now, this is the old address or this is the new address? Can you tell me?
This is the new address.
This is the new address. Not a problem, we will help you out. Now, what you need to do, open up that Chrome page, the Google page. Can you go back to that Google page?
Yep.
Now, on the Google, you need to type over there, my.
Yeah.
Space, number one.
Yeah.
Now, do you see any option comes up, my 1P address location, California?
Yeah.
Now, do you see any option which says, what is my IP address location? Click on that one.
Okay, tomorrow.
Okay.
No, I'm just new appointment. Sorry, man. Yeah, it comes up with a number.
Yes. At the very top, the number will be, I'm confirming you the number. The IP will be showing you 203.214.78.241. That's correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you see your status over there? What is it written? It is written protected or unprotected? At the very top.
Unprotected.
So your IP is being misused by those persons who are there in your California, US, and misusing your information right now. So no need to worry. First of all, can you log into your eBay account?
Yeah, I was already in it.
Log into your eBay account. When you're logged into, let me know.
I am logged into it now.
From where? On the cell phone or on the any other device?
Cell phone, because I'm at work. I'm trying to finish work so I can drive home. Like, I finished at 4 and I'm stuck here because I can't get off the phone to you.
Okay, I understand that. But right now, I'm just asking you, where did you log into your eBay account? On the cell phone?
On my phone.
The connection has been disconnected, madam. So there is an application in your phone. Once again, can you open up the AnyDex?
It says screen broadcasting. Do I need go to application?
Yes, go to application.
Yep. Yeah, I mean that.
Now, do you see the numbers?
Yep, 559.
Now you have to do the security warning once again like you did. I'm aware of this risk. Do not show and try to hit on
accounting service.
When you are done, start broadcast, let me know.
It's about to be ready. Except,
Yes, start broadcast.
Start broadcast.
Okay. Now what do you see?
It just says the same thing, and you just start broadcast.
Start broadcast. Click on start broadcast once again.
Yeah.
Now do not do anything. Now, just hold.
Just counting down, like a timer.
Yeah. Now just hold. Do not do anything. And are you driving right now?
No, I'm just waiting until you get in the car.
Okay. When you sit in the car, let me know. And it's still counting?
Yep. But something else has popped up saying screen broadcast.
Tell me.
It says screen broadcast, live broadcast, any. It has stopped due to session time gap.
Okay. Right now, what can you see? Do you see OK? Click on OK.
Again. And then it's back to that any desktop broadcast again.
Okay. Just hold for a moment. It's still showing you stop broadcast and that thing, is that correct?
Yeah.
Now what do you see exactly?
It's counting down again any desk.
Do you see stop broadcast? Click on stop broadcast.
Stop.
Now what do you see?
And desktop broadcast again.
Do you see stop broadcast? Click on stop broadcast.
I did it. Just stop. Do you want to hit it again?
No. Can you close this application from the recent task? Can you close it and again open it up? Like
I'll
you recently. Yes.
Yeah.
Again, open up the Anydex.
Yep. Anydex is open.
Okay.
Yep. And it's asking another person would like to access your device. If you accept
yes. Give a click on the security warning like you did. Give a click on I'm aware of this risk. I trust this call.
Now it says, do I accept it?
Yes.
Yep. eBay secure server.
Yes, accept. Yes.
And then it's asking to start broadcast.
Start broadcast 2 times.
It's just doing its thing. It's like counting down, counting up.
Now slide the page from bottom to top. Swipe the page from bottom to top. Swipe the page.
Yeah, and then it just goes to any desk, your address, and the number.
Now, again, swipe the page from bottom to top and open up your settings first of all. Open up the settings like you did before.
Settings, yeah.
Yeah, now go back. You go down and you will see an option called display and brightness. You need to click on display and brightness from your settings.
Yeah.
Now just go down and over there, do you see auto lock? You need to click on that auto lock and you need to, at the last option, you need to click on never.
Yeah.
Now you need to just log into your eBay account.
eBay. Do I need to log out of it first because I'm already in it?
No. You need to just check your last orders. Can you just log into your eBay, my eBay, click on my eBay?
Yep. I'm in there.
Yeah. Now over there, do you see anything which says last order, your orders?
I mean, buy again.
Okay. So just close this page.
Purchases,
close.
Is that
close,
what you mean?
Yes.
Purchases?
Yes, purchases. And let me correct you. The last order, are you aware of this or not? It's Orenza, Boak, not Cheer. That's correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now minimize this page down. Apart from this, there is another purchase has been tried to make for a gift card from those overseas people. So what you need to do, madam, we are checking each and everything and we are securing each and everything right now. So you need to simply log into your account. Just check your statement from your bank account. Just check it from your end.
I'm looking now.
Yes.
It looks fine. Yeah, it looks fine.
Yeah, check all your accounts. Check your statement that if you see a single dollar transaction from a suspicious activity, just let me know so that I can put a report on that. Check all your accounts.
Yeah, it looks fine.
That looks fine?
Yeah.
You have only one bank account or you have more than one?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, you have only one account. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Just hold for a moment. Let me talk with my manager what type of security we are going to put. So just be on hold. Just be on hold with me, okay? And I do believe you have a ING bank, that's correct?
Yes.
And apart from that ING bank, do you have any other bank account?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, you need to check the Now, on your ING bank, madam, there are three accounts you are using. That's correct?
Yeah, but they're all fine. I don't know why.
Yes, they are all right now because they have tried to take out the money from that account. Okay? So, yeah, you have an Orange Everyday account that ends with 2840. That's correct?
Yeah. So, wouldn't I contact my bank to discuss this?
Sorry?
Wouldn't I just talk to my bank about this?
No. If you talk to your bank, then those persons will get to know that and what they are doing, madam, they are taking out one or two, a small amounts of dollars from your account that you are not going to know about that. They are doing that in every month. If you talk to your bank and they get to know about, they will take one way out money from your account. And could you please tell me on which account your debit card is attached on your ING bank, like your Orange Everyday account?
Yes.
Okay. So can you just hold for a moment so I can talk with my supervisor, my manager, my security officer, what type of security we are going to put over there for your eBay account. And after that, we will change your address as well. You want to change the address, the new address, we will put that over. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so just hold for a moment. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my manager, my security officer. My security officer will directly help you out to putting the security on your eBay account and all of your details as well, okay? And he will also help you to change your address, your new address on your eBay account, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Scott Winters. This is Rose Davis from the anti-fraud department. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Are you from eBay or I'm a bit confused here, what's going on?
No, the thing is that I'm from the anti-fraud department of the eBay. All right. And I just simply want to inform you that we have just found those charges has been made from your account. So that is the reason. We need to just simply check what is happening so that we can put the security on the eBay and cancel the charges for you. All right, ma'am?
Yeah.
So I'm just simply want to ask you, madam, like the card which you are using, like which is connected to your account, which is which we have just simply found on the eBay that charges. When was the last time you purchased something, madam? Like apart from the eBay?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? All right. Like apart from the eBay, have you used your card to any other shopping websites?
No.
Okay. Because we have just, your information has been getting registered in the different platforms such as PayPal or different account. All right. Like Zip either. Now, can you just tell me, I'm just confirming you the address which is getting registered is 25 Broad Place, Cambay 2902, Canberra, Australia. And the number will be registered over there on which you are talking, right?
Yes.
So, apart from you, is there any other person who is using your information like that?
Don't think so.
All right. So, do you use any kind of Zip, madam? Because your information are also getting registered with the Zip.
Yeah, I use it, but that's all fine.
Okay. Can you just go ahead and log into the Zip first so that I can just check it?
Oh, I don't understand why eBay needs to check my Zip. It sounds like this is
No. I am from the anti-fraud department, madam, because I need to just simply check what is happening.